The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Erin Bostrom. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eat Your Greens, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in to my third episode. I am so glad you're here. Let's get right into it. Today's topic is vastly different than last week's. We definitely got into some pretty personal stuff last week, and this week we're going to be talking about some really fun things that come with being a vegan, which is discovering new restaurants all around. So, I wanted to start with talking about location, and I personally cannot speak on all locations. Obviously, I am focused. I live in the Bay Area, so my knowledge of vegan restaurants are particularly South Bay and North Bay. There's obviously tons and tons and tons of vegan restaurants in San Francisco. There is honestly probably one on every single street. It's a super, super accommodating place to be vegan. So if you are looking for a good place to start or somewhere where you want to like experiment and find new restaurants, check out San Francisco. I'm going to be talking particularly about the South Bay and the North Bay because those are the places I know the best. And yeah. So as you could probably guess, location plays a big part in how many options are available to you as someone who is completely plant-based. And even if you live in, per se, like a not super vegan-friendly place, just like a place that's not super like that doesn't cater to vegan people like other places would, like big metropolitan cities tend to have more options than these like little small cow town places do. But there's always options about modifying things, which I'm going to talk about in just a little bit, and some important things to look for when you are modifying your food options, because a lot of times, not even a lot of times, but sometimes there's like some sneaky animal products that you wouldn't guess were animal products but actually are. For example, there was one time that I was at Lazy Dog, and I don't know if you know what that is, but it's kind of like Chili's. It's not like that awesome, but it's like, oh, it does the trick. It's pretty good. And they have like buffalo cauliflower, and that's something that's usually vegan, but I had asked her if it contained any like egg or dairy product, and the waitress was like, oh no, it doesn't. And I was like, oh, okay. Can we get that? And then she brought it out and had like cheese on it, like blue cheese. And I was like, why didn't you say anything? But my bad. So we're going to talk about how to avoid things like that as well. So when switching to a vegan lifestyle, it does go without saying that there will be significantly less options for you when you go out to eat. And that is a little bit of the challenge, a little bit of the fun in my personal opinion, because I love cooking. But if you're someone who doesn't love cooking and likes to go out and stuff, it can be harder to find options, but not impossible. When I first transitioned to being vegan, my family was always like, well, where can we go to eat where you can find something? And shocker, anywhere. pretty much anywhere has something that you can cater to being vegan. You can modify so that it is vegan, and if not, I mean, you can. You might end up eating like French fries and a side salad, but like you can do it. So anyway, like I said, I personally find cooking and experimenting with different vegan options in the kitchen a really big part of transitioning to being plant-based and something that's really fun. But it is nice to know that there are options when you decide to eat out, if you want to go out with friends or like get drinks and like get appetizers, things like that. And like I had said previously, location is a factor that can really affect how easy it is to find vegan options when going out to eat. So I wanted to first off dive in by sharing some of my favorite vegan places, like strictly vegan places, which aren't a ton, and then some other places that are local to the Bay Area that have really awesome options. So to start off, I'm going to start by talking about places in the North Bay. Like I said before, I am currently in San Rafael, so I am very familiar with vegan options around here. One of the places that is absolutely awesome is Amy's Drive-In. This is a very traditional, quote-unquote, air quotes, traditional, kind of like American fast food joint drive-through, but it's all vegetarian and everything on their menu can be made vegan. There are three locations in the Bay. There is one in Corte Madera, which is about 10 minutes from San Rafael, Ronert Park, which is about, I would say, like 20 to 30 minutes north of San Rafael, and one at SFO, the airport, which is not super convenient if you are just like looking to go grab dinner, but if you happen to be traveling, there's an option. This is one of the only restaurants that I have found in the greater Bay Area that serves vegan milkshakes, which is absolutely awesome. I, over the summer, went to San Luis Obispo, and there is this vegan restaurant there. It is similar in essence that it is like a fast food joint, and it's called Ziggy's, Z-I-G-G-Y. I actually saw a TikTok about it and was like, I'm going, we have to stop there when we go to San Luis Obispo. And we went there, and they also had vegan milkshakes that were really, really good, but slow is quite the trek from the Bay. So I'm not going to just drive 3 hours or 4 hours more so to go get a milkshake. But Amy's are right up there. They're so good. They have, I believe, four flavors, which is a coffee, a chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And I'm a diehard for a strawberry milkshake. And I'm pretty particular about them. And this one passes the vibe check. They are made with nuts and coconut, though. So if you do have an allergy to that, stay away from that. But they're very clear about allergies and stuff when you go there. They have tons of options. They have burritos, burgers, mac and cheese, chili fries, chili cheese fries, sweet potato fries, all of this stuff. That's really, really good. And my personal order when I go there is I get the Amy burger and I get it spicy and with no cheese. And you can also get vegan cheese, but I don't feel like it needs it. Sweet potato fries and the vegan strawberry shake. So good, super affordable, 10 out of 10. I love that place. It definitely scratches the itch for wanting traditional fast food, but it's even better because there's no animals involved. I mean, unless you're eating the cheese, but there's no animals involved if you order it vegan and if you get the plant-based versions of things. The second place in San Rafael that I really, really like is not exclusively vegan, which is even, honestly, even better sometimes, because then you can always go with your people who aren't vegan, and then there isn't like a weird conversation about like, oh, it's all vegan, you know, how some people are like really moody about stuff like that. But it's called Soul Food, and it is this awesome little place right at a corner in downtown San Rafael, and they have a lot of vegan options, but like my personal favorite is this vegan plate. It comes with their frijoles rosado, their pink beans, I guess. They're really good. I don't know what they put in them. They're amazing. It's Puerto Rican food. I don't think I've mentioned that. Rice, and then your option of plantains or fries, but the plantains that they have are tostones, which are green plantains. Freaking delicious. They're so good. And they serve them with this sauce that they make in-house. It's freaking incredible. Go check it out. And it's Sol, like S-O-L, like sun in Spanish. Yeah, it's amazing. So those are my two spots in San Rafael that if you are in the area, you gotta check out. You have to check out. They're just so good. And oh, I did want to also mention that most restaurants that are of Asian food, Asian culture, always have vegan options. It's actually it's a very whitewashed idea that vegan food is like sweet greens and like salads and stuff, when there is tons and tons of cultures that have been eating plant-based vegan diets for like a super long time. So I encourage you to go to those restaurants and find things that you like that are vegan. and support those businesses, because there are some really, really amazing places. My personal favorite is Indian food, and a lot of times they have dishes that have like chickpea masala, stuff like that. Most things are vegan. Incredible. So good. I wanted to talk a little bit about places in the South Bay that I really like. There are two up here that really stand out to me. The first one is a Asian fusion restaurant called Merit, M-E-R-I-T. It is in Santa Clara. It is all vegan and they have everything you could ever imagine. It is so good. My personal favorite is their Thai basil fried rice. It's like a spicy fried rice. It has tofu, Thai basil, seitan like pieces that kind of resemble like chicken that would be in fried rice. They have these, it's so good. They have a satay salad, which is a salad with shredded cabbage, tofu, tomatoes, and then a peanut satay sauce with crispy wontons. Incredible. They also even have these like vegan fish and chips, which is insane. It tastes just like fish. It's a little freaky, but it is really good. So if you are looking, if you are craving that like very meaty texture, I would check it out. Second place is in San Jose. There's one in San Jose and there's actually one in Berkeley, and it is called the Happy Hooligans, another all vegan place. They have the best vegan breakfast burrito you will ever have. I've had so many vegan breakfast burritos because before I was vegan, like a breakfast burrito with like eggs, potato, cheese, hot sauce. Oh, that was my shit, man. They were so good. That was like my favorite food. So I've been on the hunt for the best vegan breakfast burrito, and this is it. It has vegan egg substitute, which I believe is like a tofu scramble with lots of spices. It's delicious. They put tater tots, vegan cheese, vegan sour cream. It's incredible. It's a 10 out of 10. And if you get it with their Kraken sauce, stop. It's game changer. But yeah, so those are my restaurant recommendations. The last little thing I wanted to touch on is how to modify things when you are eating out, because I think it can actually be a lot simpler than most people put it out to be, but you just have to get past that idea that you're like being annoying. As someone who has worked in the service industry, if you're polite about your request, most waiters, waitresses, people have no issue helping you and providing the food you need, the modifications you need. They have no issue with that. And so usually when I am ordering something that I'm not 100% sure is vegan, I will ask. Like, for example, at this one restaurant that I went to in Truckee, it's called Moody's. It's really good if you're ever in Truckee. They had this pasta dish that was vegetarian, and then when you look on the menu, it like didn't specify that there was any animal products, that there was any eggs, but it was a pasta dish, and fresh pasta is usually made with eggs. And I just kind of assumed it was going to be made with eggs, so I was like, I'm not even gonna bother because fresh pasta is made with eggs. And so then I was looking through the menu and there was not really anything calling out to me, and I wasn't really feeling a salad. And so then the waiter came up and I was like, hey, I am actually vegan and I was wondering like what are the possible modifications that could happen on this menu. And he was like, oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because this pasta dish is actually vegan. We make our pasta in-house but without eggs, for this exact reason that it is able to be eaten by people who are plant-based. And I was like, no way, give me that please and thank you. And it was so good. And so just establishing like a very respectful conversation, and also with no expectations that there is going to be something vegan right off the bat, but that you can make modifications, because it's definitely not the waiter's fault that there's nothing vegan at the restaurant if there's nothing vegan at the restaurant. But also a piece of advice that I like to share is always checking out the menu beforehand, which I know can sometimes takes away from a little bit of the fun of like going to a restaurant when you, I don't know if that's actually something, but for me, I was like, oh, if I look at the menu before, then like I already know what I want, and then I'm just gonna sit there while everybody's deciding, which is completely irrational, and now that I say it out loud, is a completely irrational fear, so ignore that, ignore me. Anyway, I think that looking over the menu beforehand can also help you get an idea of modifications that you can make and things that you can do. Oh, there was one more place I wanted to talk about really quickly. Pizza My Heart has the absolute best vegan pizza in the entire world. It is so good. You would never know that it was vegan. It has the best vegan cheese. I don't know what they use. It's incredible. If you are in the mood for vegan pizza, Pizza My Heart. You can get it at any single one. That's like the most local because it's everywhere. Anyway, what a note to end on. That is our time for this lovely episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed, and I look forward to having you back here next week. Bye.